to CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado have dipped to a low of 77. That's down 3 from the previous week and nearly 1,600 from the peak of the Omicron wave 3 months ago. Last week's wastewater monitoring revealed the highest virus levels in 2 months, but it's still well below the peak of the Omicron and Delta waves. The trends come after the state and most communities have dropped most precautions like mask requirements. Also, the super contagious BA2 variant is making up a greater share of cases and spreading elsewhere. Many growers on the western slope are still assessing damage to their crops after Tuesday night's freezing temperatures. At Bluebird Organic Fruit Company in Palisade, Annie Gingrich says she and her husband had to work to save their budding trees from overnight lows in the 20s.
We both prepared to sort of be up all night. We park the truck in the middle of the orchard where the wind machine is and keep the wind machine going.
Wind machines can increase the orchard's temperatures a few critical degrees. 2 years ago, a hard freeze killed the couple's entire crop. Gingrich says she hopes their farm's peach crop wasn't badly damaged, but will know more in the next few days. Colorado lawmakers have advanced a bill that seeks to strengthen rules around surprise medical billing. The new law aims to punish hospitals that violate state and federal price transparency laws by charging consumers for care they unknowingly received outside of their insurance work. Hospitals would be required to refund any money collected improperly and pay the patient's legal costs. Violations would be considered when a hospital's license comes up for renewal. The bill now heads to the full House. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.